Duke Thompson, producer Lindsey Brown, hanging out on a Saturday. Twins in Colorado. They'll play the Rockies. Our lineup card at 6:30. First pitch at 7:10. Zebby is back. Called up from AAA St. Paul in the rehab assignment. Zebby Matthews on the mound. Twins trying to bounce back from a 6-4 decision. And our good buddy Jimmy Linetti joins us. D&J Glove Repair here in the Twin Cities. Very unique business. Really good guy. Jimmy, how you been?
Hey, Steve. Great to hear from you again.
Yeah. How's Coors Field?
It's awesome. The place is crawling with Twins fans. So, you know, anybody from out of town, you know, doesn't feel out of place here. So it's great. It's you know, I'm having a great time. Went to the game last night and just walked into the ballpark right now.
Yeah, and the one thing we talked about earlier in the show, even though Colorado is epically bad, they really draw at Coors Field. It is a great venue. And when you're in the ballpark, you know, they keep talking about it on television. I've never been there. But does it look like just the acres and acres of outfield?
Yeah, that's what I noticed, too, after all the years of going to Target Field. You know, this place was built before Target Field, and it just seems more spacious. And, you know, that probably has to do with the fact that, you know, Target Field had to be built on a smaller footprint. But, you know, the concourses are wide, and, you know, there's these, you know, upper decks that are just wide open that people gather on. And, it's great.
Yeah, and like I say, even though they're bad, it's been a very good draw. And do you typically go on a Twins road trip? Because I know a lot of Twins fans will go to Chicago, whether they play the White Sox or it's a year they play the Cubs. Of course, the Border Battle Series with the Brewers, always a lot of Twins fans down there. And, of course, Kansas City is a very famous trip. I've made that trip to see the Twins and Royals play over the years. Quick trip down 35 there. But, you know, Denver, it's a long drive, but an easy flight.
Yeah, we flew, and, yeah. You know, me and a group of, you know, a loose group of friends, we usually wait till the MLB schedule is released, and then we kind of start eyeballing a few weekends that look promising. And, you know, last year we were in Pittsburgh and ran into a ton of Twins fans in Pittsburgh last year, too. And this year, you know, the way the schedule works with National League teams where you're visiting, you know, a National League ballpark every other year. So, you know, like next year, the Twins won't be in Denver. So this seemed to be a good opportunity to go. And we have a friend who lives out here, too, which works out nice. And even better, you know, if you're a music fan, it worked out that we get to see the Alabama Shakes at Red Rocks tomorrow night.
Oh, the great, great band. When I'm out on the pontoon, every now and then an Alabama Shakes tune will come up. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they were just in St. Paul yesterday at that yacht club event, you know, on Harriet Island, and I guess they hopped on a bus, and now they're on their way to Denver and Red Rocks, and we'll see them tomorrow night.
That is very cool. Now, are you going to go on to L.A., or are you headed back to town?
We're staying another day in Denver, or outside of Denver on Monday, and then we're heading back on Tuesday.
All right, who's keeping an eye on the shop, Jimmy? D&J Glove Repair. we've had you on the radio to talk about this before. Who's keeping an eye on things there?
Well, you know, the D&J stands for Dom and Jim. I'm Jimmy, and so my son Dom, he's actually covering the shop while I'm gone. Okay. He was there yesterday and took care of the customers, and he'll be checking in, you know, maybe tomorrow and on Monday, but I'll be. After traveling on Tuesday, I'll be back, full-time at the shop starting on Wednesday.
And how's business?
Business has been great, Steve. It's great, the word of mouth. It's great, you know, the media attention from folks like you and other media outlets. And, you know, I feel really fortunate that, you know, kind of created a nice little niche that, you know, seems to be people like it, and it seems to be, you know, a need that people have. So it's great.
Well, and you and I have talked about it when you first brought up the idea and we had you on the radio. You know, gloves are near and dear to people, And
oh, for sure.
If you have a glove that's been laying around, or maybe it was your dad or your mom's, or, you know, your brother's or whatever, you can fix it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I work on so many sentimental gloves, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this is all, you know, this is like tournament season two for all the youth. So I've been fixing a lot of gloves. You know, I just talked to a lady who's going to be showing up first thing Wednesday because they need to leave for a tournament, you know, that evening to go to Milwaukee or something for a tournament. So I said, I'll get it fixed for you by noon so you can be on the way to the tournament.
So, Jimmy, you do emergency surgery if need be.
Oh, definitely, definitely, for sure, yeah. And people can hang out at the shop. There's a lot of stuff to look around at. I got my little mini museum going there, so it's kind of
yeah.
Nice.
I gotta contribute something. I gotta contribute something to your little museum at D&J Glove Repair. I got some stuff in my stash. I'll have to run it by the shop. Hey, Jimmy, enjoy Denver. Get the Twins a win, and then enjoy the Alabama Shakes at Red Rocks tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, Steve. Always a pleasure to chat with you. And yeah, we're hoping for a win tonight for sure. Hopefully, Zebby can come through.
Yeah, Jimmy Linetti, D&J Glove Repair here in the Twin Cities, joining us from Coors Field in Denver. Quick break. We'll come back. Some highlights. Twins. Rockies didn't go the Twins' way. Chris Paddock got roughed up early, gave up 5 runs. Twins tried to rally, falls 6-4. We'll have that. Little Rocco Baldelli commentary on the ball game last night. And then Phil Miller from Coors Field, covers the club for the Star Tribune, joins us in the writer's corner following the news and weather at 6 here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830 WCCO.